Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Much anticipation. The 2019 NBA trade deadline, the lead up to the trade deadline, saw several trades. One big one between the Clippers and 76ers. It happened in the middle of the night. We were here when it happened. I got to do a victory lap right after the trade happened. It was wonderful. Bleeping great. And so there were many people that were expecting this to just be wonderful, that it was going to be nothing but joy, that the emotion you would have would be joy. And there was a lot of curiosity at the NBA trade deadline, the lead up to it. We were monitoring Woj bombing runs. And it turned out to be a trip to Dolesville, is what it turned out to be. All the hysteria, all of the hullabaloo about the NBA trade deadline. And what did we get? We spent days talking about this. We got Marc Gasol traded to the Toronto Raptors for Jonas Valanciunas. That's what we got. The Milwaukee Bucks made a trade with the Pelicans, but they didn't get Anthony Davis. No, they didn't get Anthony Davis. They flipped a bunch of players around. They got an occasional three-point shooter in Mirotić. They got him. The Clippers made another great trade. I mean, oh my God, are they just owning the trade deadline? But it wasn't like a jaw-dropping transaction. The 76ers, they got rid of Markelle Fultz. Please stop me if you've heard any of these that just blow you away. Right? No, the answer is no. Am I supposed to sit here and do a mile monologue about Nick Stauskas being traded? I don't think so. Or Greg Monroe. These are the players that change teams. There's a lot of B and C level players that change teams in the NBA. So for some reason, I don't understand this mindset, and maybe you can explain it to me. Several people reached out to me during the day, and I was working at the other shop, and they were like, hey, can you tell me who won the trade deadline, who was the big success of the trade deadline? And I try not to do that type of show. I try not to do that type of show because I find it hokey. I find it disingenuous and wrong on so many levels. But just some observations on, there's some teams in the NBA that should be feeling the emotion of ecstasy. They should be feeling nothing but joy. And then there's these other teams in this other pile that should have hostility, that should have frustration. Those are emotions that they should have. Now, if you were to say that one side is where after a horse race, when they announce the winners and all that stuff, they have the area where the families hang out. In that area, you would put the Clippers. You would put the Knicks. I never thought I would say this. You'd put the Sacramento Kings. That's a horror. You'd have to put Sacramento in there. You'd have to put the Pelicans in there. You'd have to put the Celtics in there. As far as the losers, well, there's not that many because there were a bunch of really mediocre trades, which, as I said, is frustrating. But the teams that have to wear the dunce cap, well, LeBron James can go stand in the corner by himself. It's a bad job by you. I would also throw the 76ers in there. Now, I have been attacked by the good people of Philadelphia who have tried to say, well, no. Let me tell you something. The Sixers, that was a great trade. No. No, it wasn't. But so, again, I mean, I guess in general, how would you sum all of this up? You've got bully ball, options, and flammable. And we will mix all this together. Now, first of all, the story that I absolutely loved was the overreaction, the irrational coverage around the Los Angeles Lakers over the last several months, but it really went to a fever pitch in the last 10 days or so when Anthony Davis made his plea to leave. He wanted to go to Los Angeles from New Orleans, and this exasperated the situation. and many who carry the water for LeBron James, the guys that rub his back, side, give him a bubble bath, they were working overtime. They had every angle covered that this was going to happen and that was going to happen. They had composed the trade. They had the trade done. It was going to be a virtuoso trade for the Lakers. They were going to send a couple of broken down players that haven't lived up to the hype like most young players, and they were going to send those guys to New Orleans, and they were going to get back Anthony Davis. Now, I've heard from several types. I've heard that LeBron James is the most powerful man in the world of sports. But you know what LeBron James is? He's a bully. That's what LeBron James is. And it turns out that the bully doesn't always win. Right? How do you stop a bully? You punch him in the face. That is what New Orleans did here. This is a major reality check. It is an eye-opening, gut-turning situation for LeBron James, right? I mean, all joking aside here, they thought they had this system rigged, right? They had abused the system. They had inside, you talk about collusion. You know, that Mueller investigation hasn't found all that much as far as actual Russian collusion, right? They're still looking. They found a lot of people that violated their taxes. But you look at this, and you're like, wait a minute here. Whoa. I mean, we have LeBron James, an operative of LeBron James, working to get Anthony Davis to Los Angeles. Inside source confirmed. And the Pelicans are a winner because they didn't take the crap, the dreck that the Lakers were throwing out there. And it really is a case of, I don't know if reverse Robin Hood is the right way to look at this, but it's the little guy standing up to the big bully, LeBron James, who's lived a life of privilege in the NBA and thought he could just go swoop in and take Anthony Davis and send just nothing. The point guard that can't shoot, the weed-smoking small forward that's overrated. You can go down the list here, right? Mediocre small forward, not that. You can go down. And the Pelicans said no. So I have them as a winner. And they'll get a lot of good stuff for Anthony Davis in the offseason. I also had the Celtics here as a team that succeeded. And the Celtics didn't do anything of note, but they kept Anthony Davis in check, and they did enough to influence the Pelicans not to trade him. Right? Not to trade him. And the Celtics, their issues are in-house. There is some stuff going on there that they got to work out, but it's more about their own building they have to work out, the politics there that are causing them to become a wasteland with all that talent, right? There's supposed to be this large group of talent, but if the guys are not working in unison, you got problems, right? Everyone's got to carry their end of the rope, and if you don't, you got issues there. And so that's up to Brad Stevens. Now, the Clippers, obviously, I mean, my God, what a success this has been for the Los Angeles Clippers. The talk of the NBA, they bamboozled the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Jerry West. Why would anyone trade with him? He's so good. He's so good. They traded Tobias Harris, who is turned down $80 million. He's not even worth $80 million. He turned that down. He went hostile. And so Jerry West is like, all right, I know the nuclear option. I'll go the nuclear option. I'll make you the fourth option in Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, you're trying to play, you're trying to put your stats up there so you get a new contract. I'm going to send you to Philly where you are going to be the fourth option. And by doing that, not only did Jerry West get four draft picks, which he can now trade to get a star player, they're not going to keep those picks, and they have more money to play with and all that. A very elaborate scheme by the Clippers, just outstanding. And while I certainly do not like the white flag situation, clearly the Clippers are trying to lose every game this year, which I do not like. It is only a three-month rebuild. The Lakers have been rebuilding for how many years? I mean, they suck. They're terrible. And they continue on down that path. And nothing. They got four draft picks. They just unloaded Avery Bradley, who's always hurt, to Memphis. And they ended up getting some guys I've never heard of from the Grizzlies, but I'm sure they're fine. And so it's a three-month situation in this summer. I mean, my God, Jerry West is already paying dividends tremendously and outstanding. And so, again, I mean, the Sixers, as I said, a flammable situation. And here we sit. Here we are, NBA trade deadline 2019, as it normally is, a whole lot of chatter, a whole lot of people who are trying to pander to certain NBA stars and all that. And the dust has settled on the trade deadline, and it turns out that a few teams stood out, the Clips, the Knicks, because they have options, they have hope. They have better situations in the offseason, and they weren't winning the championship. And anyway, and the Kings, by making some minor moves but no major moves, boy, I think all of America has become a Sacramento Kings fan. I never thought I'd say that. If they can keep the Lakers out of the playoffs, how great would that be for the NBA? I think we'd all love that, to have Sacramento in and not the Lakers in the NBA playoffs. I think that would be just absolutely marvelous. I don't think anyone can push back on that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas Solid Gold Garcia.
You've been doing this for a long time. You know it is very rare that these things ever can live up to any expectation.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Because, I mean, look, it's fun to speculate and predict and, you know, throw things up against the wall, but most of the time, yeah, it doesn't really stick.
Well, the thing you're getting at, Eddie, is the rumor is exciting.
Right.
The trade is not. We like the anticipation. It's almost like the mating game, right? I mean, there's a lot of guys, they like the chase, but once they're in a stable relationship, they don't like it because it's all about the chase. And there's women like that, too. I look at the trade deadline like dating, Eddie. How about that?
Okay.
Nobody else has that take. I'm not Cowherd, not Gottlieb, but any of these other blowhards that work here. I'm the one that has it right there.
I could see Jonas Knox having that take.
You think he would? No, he'd do like a wrestling take or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
He'd do like a wrestling and stripper thing or something. Isn't that,
well, stripper, that sure.
Doesn't he do porn star, wrestler, or something like that?
That's true. Yes, he has.
Does he
a
still
game.
Do that?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, get some new bits. We do new bits here. Hey, come on, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Always, every week, something
changing
new.
Changing it up, man. I got endless bits. I don't do the same.
What kind of bits we got coming up? New bits we got coming up tonight.
Lame jokes. We've never done that. That is new. Balderdash. We're going to debut Balderdash.
Never heard of that one.
That is a new bit as well. And Coop Scoop on Entertainment. We haven't done that either.
Wow.
I mean, Ed, this is big, Eddie.
What about the Lakers grave dancing that you were going to do at?
What Lakers grave? Listen.
That's
right.
How long did you spend on that monologue?
What's that?
I said, how long did you spend on that monologue before you had to toss it in the trash?
Well, I was on the radio in Boston, so I didn't spend any time on it at all. None. Zippo. That was a big moment. I think that is the greatest moment for the Lakers season to beat the Celtics. That is great.
Yeah.
You know what
that
is? You know what that is, Coop? That's a Band-Aid is what that is. That's like when you take a butcher knife and you slice your arm from the shoulder to your wrist, and then you put a little Spider-Man Band-Aid on it. That's what you've done.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. You told me in November. I mean, that it's over. The Clippers have given up because they're playing for next year, which is fine. The Lakers ought to give up,
too. Oh,
is that
fine? I thought you were completely against tanking.
Jerry West.
Yeah, trust the process.
Lottery tickets. Lottery tickets.
No.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant. These are stars. These are superstars.
They all want to play for the Clippers, right?
Yes, they do. Absolutely correct on that.
The Clippers have a history.
They have the greatest.
Ben sounds like a Laker fan.
I know, right?
They have
all the stars are coming, everybody.
They have the greatest owner in professional sports.
Yes,
Steve
won
Ballmer.
Absolutely nothing.
He's only been the owner for a couple years. The guy ran Microsoft, one of the great companies in America, Microsoft. He's worth $41 billion, Eddie. He can buy
and
sell every member of the Bus family.
Didn't he say the iPhone was going to be a flop?
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah. How'd that work out?
That's a great question, Eddie. Let me help you out. Here's how it worked out, Eddie. He's worth $41 billion.
Yeah.
That's how it worked out. So how big a mistake was that if the man's worth $41 million?
The Clippers are saying the iPhone is going to be a flop. That's
no,
the Clippers.
This is Steve Ballmer, who, again, could buy and sell
not
all
everything
of the
he touches
family.
Turns to gold.
But
that's
the Clippers, this is great. He hired Jerry West. Jerry West.
A Laker great.
The greatest general manager of all time, the guy that built the greatest team in NBA history, the Golden State Warriors, that was Jerry West. His fingerprints are all over that. And here we are. Voila. amazing. I don't know how the guy does it. I don't know how Jerry West does it. But the
Clippers, does what? The what, Clippers, is it, what has he done with the Clippers?
Well, he has given them the best of both worlds.
The best owner and the best GM, and they've won nothing.
Well, you don't know basketball, so shut up. Listen.
Yeah, facts are facts, though.
No, they're not. You don't know facts.
What have they won?
You couldn't name anything.
What have they won?
I don't live in the past. I'm living in the future.
What have they won right now?
You're living in the past, Eddie.
Well, they lost to the Pacers last night.
How far in the future are you living,
then? That's a great loss. That's a great loss.
They've got a lot of great losses in their history.
They have to now, the plan of Jerry West, and you guys are too dumb, you don't understand the genius
yes,
of Jerry West.
We're all stupid.
So I'll explain it to you. But you should never get in a fight with an idiot. You guys are all idiots. But Jerry West here, what Jerry West does, all right, he's like, they got to now miss the.
Yeah, we've seen that. He won six titles for the Lakers, man. We saw it.
They have to miss the playoffs because then they keep the pick and they throw that into a trade because these other teams will take these draft picks off their hands and they'll get a star player. They'll be great right away. 3 months. It's February. It's early February, almost the second week of February. You get through February and then the season ends like April 10th, so like a month and a half, and then the next meaningful thing will be Clippers signing big free agents. I mean, it's just absolutely great. I mean, the envy of the NBA right now.
I thought you didn't want a guy like Kawhi on your team, though.
What's that?
I thought you didn't want a guy like Kawhi on your team.
That's exactly what he said.
No, I never said that. Never said that.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All's quiet on the home front. You could say radio silence at the NBA trade deadline. And so here we stand. Here we sit. And what are we going to talk about? The bleeping All-Star game, which who's watching this anyway? The All-Star game has been unwatchable in the NBA, just like it is in these other sports. At least in basketball, no one actually watches it. Football, people still watch the Pro Bowl because it's football. But February 17th, so we are now 9 days away as we head in to slide into a February 8th here on Friday. We're 9 days away from the All-Star event. Team LeBron in one corner. In the other corner, Team Giannis Antetokounmpo. And they're going to square off in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so on TNT, they had a draft. Now, this normally would not get my attention and certainly had no thought at all, as I said, of talking about this. There was no crossover. I thought, there's no way. There's no way this is going to cross over and spill into the show. And look at me now. Look at me now. And I understand that this thing's not for me. Like, I'm a purist. I don't like when the Lakers and Celtics play and the Celtics play their road, you know, they wear their road uniforms and the Lakers wear their home uniforms in Boston. I think that's stupid. Call me crazy, but I like watching the All-Star game where it's East versus West and they have the All-Star, you know, they wear their own uniforms or whatever. I like that. I don't need to go out and try to buy a Team LeBron jersey or a Team Giannis jersey, but I know they're going to shove that down my throat. I don't need that. You know, I mean, that's, you know, I'm a simple man. It's what I am. These are things I flash back to my youth when I loved basketball and all sports, and I remember fondly some things about All-Star games. And, you know, I know this is not for me, but LeBron James, I got to give him credit. I will give LeBron credit. What he did, I flash back to my youth and my grandfather, who would sit at the kitchen table in a T-shirt and watch the Business Channel and trade penny stocks all day. And he would say, what the mashugana LeBron James is, the level of chutzpah LeBron has. Now, the All-Star selection for this Team LeBron, here's who he picked. Let's see if you can tell the pattern here. His first pick was Kevin Durant. His second pick was Kyrie Irving. His third selection was Kawhi Leonard. All right? His fourth selection was James Harden. Now, that must have been a mistake. That must have been a mistake by LeBron. Then Team LeBron selected, wait for it, with the fifth pick, the currently injured, he's just coming back now, Anthony Davis was the fifth pick. I'm not done. The sixth pick, Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors. Now, let's go through the list again. Kevin Durant, set to be a free agent. He's got a player option. Kyrie Irving, set to be a free agent. They were playing grab ass and all that, the LeBron and Kyrie there in Boston. He's got a player option. Kyrie shot the ball so well, he helped the Lakers win that game. Is that his first job as a Laker? He helped them win. What is your 28% from the floor? My God. Kawhi Leonard, player option, has said he wants to play for the Lakers. Anthony Davis, LeBron's already tampered to try to get Anthony Davis with the Lakers. And Klay Thompson, which I guess is the fall back. You know, Klay Thompson like hits his head or something like that. He falls down walking in the streets of San Francisco. Then maybe he'll be convinced to go to the Lakers. But anyway, all right, so let's talk about this. The question, what do you make of LeBron's All-Star draft? What do you make of this? Keep in mind the Giannis Antetokounmpo team. It has himself, of course, but Steph Curry, not a free agent. Joel Embiid, not a free agent. Paul George. Notice LeBron didn't pick Paul George because, you know, not a free agent. Kemba Walker, who I guess could change teams, he was picked by Team Giannis. All right, so what do we make of this? All right, my thoughts on this, you've got choreographed, opportunistic, and Space Jam. You've got those three things. Now, number one.
Number one.
I got to tell you, I have a sneaking suspicion that this was manufactured, that this was choreographed. The NBA entertainment people, the marketing arm of the NBA, is like, hey, the All-Star game, why don't we get people buzzing? They know how this works, right? The people around it, they understand. They're going to get idiots like me to take the low-hanging fruit, talk about it on the radio, and people are running around on social media. They're all excited. It just seems so choreographed is another word we can use, staged, made for television, right? It's all part of the soap opera of the NBA. How else could this have worked out the way that it worked out? I mean, for all of those guys that have been connected either directly or vaguely to the Lakers in these pipe dream stories that have been out there by operatives of LeBron James, and they all happen to end up on LeBron James' All-Star team. Not one of them was picked. Not one of them was picked by Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, maybe that just happened organically. Or... there was some direction that went into this, some NBA marketing. Like, hey, why don't we have some fun with this? We'll get everyone running around, and it'd be wonderful. Now, the second thing, just for the purposes of this next part of this Mallow monologue, let's assume that this was not choreographed, that it was not scripted, that this actually happened. And LeBron just got lucky, and Giannis is a moron and a bozo, and he picked all the secondary players instead of these guys. Let's assume that to be the case for a second, right? Let's say that is accurate. Well, it's obviously opportunistic. That would be an adjective that you could use. It's opportunistic. It also seems desperate. Pathetic would be another way you can describe it. I mean, come on. And if we had a real commissioner and not the octopus that has no bones, if we had a real commissioner in the NBA, this is, by the bylaws of the NBA, by the spirit of the NBA rules, it's criminal. It is criminal by the spirit of the NBA rules. Like, collusion! What do you think? The thing I don't get, like, LeBron can text all these guys. He's got all these guys are buddies. You know, there's all kinds of canoodling that goes on with these NBA players. But they like to do it in public. LeBron wants to do it in public. He wants to put on a show. Now, he wants the world to know what he's doing, how great he is. And it's like, you know, if this wasn't set up by the NBA and someone who just wanted to have some fun, maybe a TNT or something like that. I don't know, but what is Giannis doing, by the way, with his team again? I mean, what are you up to? All right, so the end game. What is the end game here? Well, the end game is that most likely LeBron James will be shut out of most of these guys, and I don't see anyone that there's a clear path to the to the Lakers. I mean, if you're objective about this, Durant likely heads east or stays in Golden State, but he's the whimsical star, Kevin Durant. So if you ask me today in early February, I would say Durant goes to the Eastern Conference or possibly the stays in Golden State or the Clippers, but he's, you know, he changes by the minute. Kyrie Irving, another guy, he's a poor man's Durant. He's not as thin-skinned, but he's temperamental. Kyrie should stay in Boston. He should stay in Boston, but he could do the irrational thing. Kawhi Leonard, he either stays in Toronto or goes to the Clippers. Anthony Davis is going to be held captive. He won't be a Laker next year. That's not going to happen. And Klay Thompson would have to be the dumbest guy in the village to leave the Golden State Warriors. So I would say it's a long shot that they get any of those guys. That doesn't mean LeBron's not going to butter their biscuits and massage their shoulders and have a bubble bath for all of them. But the chances that any of them end up with the Lakers are very small. But they could all be part of Space Jam 2, which LeBron will be filming this summer. So that's good news. LeBron's got that project over at the Warner Brothers lot. So that'll be coming up. It is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We say hello to Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie, Judas, Solid Gold Garcia, right over.
Well, at least they did televise it this year. Remember last year they didn't televise it because the players would get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, they were very upset.
They were picked last or something like that.
So now they just choreographed it so it would be more fun to talk about. Hey, I
fell
for it.
It does seem that way, yeah.
I fell for it. Why not? I'm not going to watch the All-Star game. Well, I say that, and I will because I'll look for crap to talk about. So I probably will be forced to watch the All-Star game because I need crap to talk about. If I wasn't working that night, I probably wouldn't watch the All-Star game. Like, it's on a Sunday. If it was on a Saturday, I wouldn't check.
But does the All-Star game really give you something to talk about?
They don't play defense. Yeah. Well, it's terrible. We can complain about that and kvetch about how bad it is and do that whole thing.
Yeah. But, you know, you can do that anyway, right? You
without
know?
Watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably true.
You know how it's going to go.
I'd probably pull it off.
Yeah.
That's probably accurate.
Or just the highlights, you know.
Just the highlights?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's...
So you like the All-Star game when they wear their own team jerseys?
Yeah, I like that.
I used to like it when they had the old school, when they had the Western Conference was blue and the Eastern Conference was red.
Oh, the red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that either. I don't need a highfalutin Nike jersey.
You know why they have to make those, they have to do these teams because they have a sponsor, yeah.
Well, no, Nike's got to make money, right?
Isn't it Kia? Doesn't Kia have a jersey?
Does it really say Team LeBron on the front?
Who's buying this stuff, though? Like, I've never seen any, maybe I'm not getting out of my house very much, but I've never seen anyone wear one of these jerseys.
Teenagers, the parents buy it for their kids, man.
Really? They're expensive though, right?
Yeah, I can't believe they sell many of these things, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, they must sell enough of them to make it worthwhile. They cost about $1.50 to produce and they charge $100 for them. So the markup is one where you're in pretty good shape, right? I would say.
Yes, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mentioned this last hour. I want to pay this story off. This is a wonderful one. A guy in media, Eddie, has beat a big corporation in a lawsuit. You know how rare this is? This is once in a blue moon. This is Halley's Comet. This is stunning. It involves tennis. Did you see this, Eddie?
No.
This story got a little bit of play. It's been going through the court system for several years. Doug Adler.
Oh, really?
He won.
Wow.
Doug Adler won. He has ESPN. He was suing ESPN. Adler, he's like a B-level tennis broadcaster.
Yeah, he was fired because of his Serena comments during a match.
He used the term, was it?
Guerrilla tactic?
Guerrilla tennis is what he. I think it was. Was it guerrilla? Was it guerrilla tactic? Maybe it was, but it was
guerrilla was the key
effect.
Guerrilla effect.
Guerrilla
that's
effect.
Right.
All right, but there's two different ways, you know, to spell guerrilla. Right, there's the kind you see in the zoo, and then there's the guerrilla marketing, which is like
guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so Adler said, "Hey, that's the term I was using," and you know, somebody on Twitter, some snowflake, got all upset. And ESPN, we have it. All right, let's play. This is what led to him, Doug Adler, losing his job. And he went to court, and he has won. Doug Adler has won.
Misses a first serve, and Venus is all over her. And you'll see Venus move in and put the gorilla effect on. Charging.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, a way of being aggressive, right? Is that was I'm not a tennis fan, but isn't that a term that he was trying to convey, being aggressive? Well, that led to his – that was from the 2017 Australian Open. That he was obviously talking about Venus Williams there.
Right.
And he went to court. There was a court case in Los Angeles, and he won. ESPN has – they have conceded. There was an out-of-court settlement. The reason I know that he won, Doug Adler – according to the New York Post, he has been offered his job back at ESPN.
Wow.
That is a stunner. That is a stunner. I don't know how I don't know how much money he got, but he got something. He claimed also in his court case, he brought up a Nike ad from the 1990s.
Right, Gorilla Tennis with Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras.
And he received, according to the report, a monetary settlement. And he has rejoined their tennis broadcast. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Good for him.
He was on the Clay Travis show, and he had like a heart attack over this.
Yeah, he had some health problems, supposedly.
Yeah. And I was going to say, boy, do you take your job back? But I guess you do, right? You got to pay your bills. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that. And in some respect, the management at ESPN has changed, clearly, because the extreme freaks that had worked there before in management would not have allowed a settlement. So that's actually a decent job by them. The new management admitting, "Hey, this is ridiculous. What are we doing here?" So I'll give them I like to compliment anybody, Eddie, but that's whoever's in charge over there. That's a good job by them admitting, "Hey, this is ridiculous. What are we doing
here?" Wow, that is really, you're right. That is surprising news.
Yeah, I mean you can't beat Goliath. You can't slay the dragon. That never happens. Well, it's happened now. This is a. Man bites dog, right? Isn't this one of those stories?
Yeah. Rare.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Koopaloo, let's do it.
Ben, Jalen Rose is getting some flack for comments he made the other day when he said that Zion Williamson is a perennial all-star material, but he's not NBA MVP material.
Well, those are fighting words.
Do you agree with him?
Yeah. Here's what I'll say about Zion Williamson. I have watched him since the Super Bowl ended. I watched him once the other night. But here's my take. The jury is still out on Zion Williamson. I'm pulling for him. He'll make my job easier if he's really good. Because we need these type of guys to talk about. They feed the content on the show. But, A, there's only a handful of players. There's only a handful of players that have won an MVP award in the NBA. It's usually the same couple of guys. They rotate it in any generation. So it's a safe bet to say he won't win an MVP. He'll be an all-star. And if you look at the way he plays, right now he hasn't made a mistake. He's perfect. But there's a very small window. Karl Malone and Charles Barkley, MVP guys. Sean Kemp, very good player for several years with the Sonics. Blake Griffin right now with the Clippers, not MVP players. I think there's a better chance that he's like that. Next!
Now, Ben, we discussed this briefly yesterday. The Alliance of American Football is making its debut this weekend. They'll also be debuting the Sky Judge, or essentially a real-time replay official.
It's exciting.
Ben, you think this will eventually catch on in the NFL?
No. The NFL is slow to change anyway. I want fewer referees. I don't want more. I'm an advocate of less officials. I want my officials to be seen but not heard. I don't like this idea, Coop. I don't think it's good at all because it's just going to create more penalties. There's penalties on every play. You're supposed to play through them. Next, take that, New Orleans.
New Bengals coach Zach Taylor said in an interview that Andy Dalton is, quote, a great fit for what we are going to do. Ben, do you think the Bengals still look for a successor this offseason?
Well, they better. Listen, Zach Taylor doesn't have enough juice, enough pizzazz to make this call. He's still wet behind the ears. So this is going to come from management with Andy Dalton. And it's going to come down to the money with the Bengals. If they can find a quarterback cheaper who's going to be as good, they'll do it. Andy Dalton's problem is his career plateaued. He's average to below average. They got to do better. How'd we do, Koopaloo?
I guess you pass again.
You guess. That's a win again. I closed the week with a win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we got jokes. Let's do hit that button right there. We got jokes. That's what we got.
Not bad. Who's there? Lame week. Lame week who?
It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
Right, these are actual jokes by actual listeners like yourself. We thank you for sending these in. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week, a listener-generated content portion of the show. And I will read the joke. I'll bounce it off Eddie. He'll bounce it back to me. If the joke's funny, you'll hear this. If it's not funny, you'll hear that. And if it could go either way, you'll hear this. And Coop's got some jokes. I sent him some jokes in the morning. I don't know if he got them or not. And Weed Man. Hello, Weed Man.
Rupert, I love you. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Yolanda, Miami-Dade County, Liberty City Crew, I love you, but it's not done yet, and I gotta go sit back in that office again tomorrow, so make me laugh, Ben.
Now, Weedman, I hear you're quitting the show, you're considering leaving the show, so this could be your final lame joke.
Uh-oh. I don't know. It's 3-4 years I'm doing this with you every night. I'm insane.
What else do you got to do?
What am I accomplishing?
All right, I'll make a deal. All right, wait. I'll make a deal with you. How about you go out and get a job? You don't have to call anymore. How about that?
This is a job. Right. What don't you get?
Okay, all right. Let's get to the jokes. Let's get to the jokes. All right, what did Bill Belichick say when Ndamukong Suh started whining during the Super Bowl?
What did Belichick say when Sue was whining? I don't know, Ben.
Shush. that's from the Inca Terror. There you go. Have you heard about the new Magic show?
No, I have not. Are you talking about Magic Johnson? What are you talking about?
It Magic starts show? With a king and makes winds disappear, Eddie. It's amazing how that works. It's a Bill. Bill in Iowa. Well, it turns out. Shut up. No, you're not. They're not going to get to the Western Conference Finals. LeBron, they're not going to make the playoffs. My Kings are going to make the playoffs. Go Sacramento. So LeBron James, Eddie, he wanted the unibrow at the trade deadline.
Yes, we heard that. Yeah.
He ended up getting a shave is what he got, Eddie. That's what he got at the trade deadline. He got shaved right there by the
Pelicans. That's embarrassing.
Notice Roberto does not like this. Did you hear that LeBron James has cast Luke Walton in his new Warner Brothers project?
No, I did not hear that.
It's a remake of Dead Man Walking is what it is. So that's
good. Was funny.
That's from Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, who also passes on that LeBron James has another sequel in production to The Devil Wears Prada, Eddie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's The Devil Wears Purple. That's the new... It's a spinoff, Eddie. It's a spinoff.
Wow. Come on
LeBron did to Pat Riley.
All right, LeBron's basketball IQ, Eddie, has plummeted recently.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's now minus 42. That's the new... it's from Inca Terror. What are you doing? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Eddie, why were farmers across the nation confused on Sunday afternoon?
I don't know, Ben. Why were farmers confused on Sunday afternoon?
They could not understand how one goat could defeat an entire team of rams. They couldn't figure it out, Eddie.
Damn!
I'm Ran in Vancouver sent that. Thank you, buddy.
Wow.
Shut up. Julian Edelman went to Disney World after winning the Super Bowl MVP, Eddie.
Yeah, with his BFF Tom Brady, yeah.
Yeah, it was for the award he had to report to work after, though. He was one of the seven dwarfs, actually. They put him to work right away. So he had to earn his keep
on
there.
On drugs!
Yeah. All right, so are you. Coop, do you have anything over there, Coopaloo?
What do feminists use for birth control? Their personality. I think that was from Just Josh.
Yeah. Well, the Russian Navy has a new weapon that makes targets hallucinate and vomit, Eddie.
Is that right?
Yeah. It turns out that Vladimir Putin just shows highlights of Jared Goff in the Super Bowl, and they start vomiting. Horrific. That's from Dave here. What is the opposite of irony, Eddie?
The opposite of irony. I don't know, Ben. What is it?
Wrinkly.
That was a serious Sean.
You know, our guy Marcel in Brooklyn said he does not like bread.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's his yeast favorite thing, Eddie. He does not like it at all. That's from Steve. why does Phylexis only have seven toes?
Oh, boy. Well, I think I know, but why doesn't Phylexis have seven toes?
No, Why does Flex have only said, yeah. Well, two of his little piggies went to the market and one never came home. So that's from Just Josh.
I love you, Flex.
All right, very nice. Let's see, I don't know, I'll skip over that one. Oh, boy. I don't know, some of these I'm having second thoughts about. All right, well, why don't we reset here? We'll get to the rest of Big Men's Lame Jokes. We got a bunch of Weed Man jokes. There's some Blair and Maine jokes in here. Bunch of good stuff. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next. And back to the lame jokes of the week. Here we go. Actual jokes by actual listeners. Let's see if Krusty the Clown is there. Are you there, Krusty?
Ben!
Yeah.
I show people happy. Yeah, okay, there's gotta be value in that, don't you? Be a visionary.
Tiger Woods, Eddie, is excited to be starting a new diet for the PGA season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said he's most looking forward to the cheat days. He likes those cheat days. That's Just Josh sent that one in. According to Roberto, today's weather forecast is R. Kelly, Eddie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's in the teens. That's It's Kurt from Earth who sent that. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. What is Roberto's least favorite stage play?
Roberto's least favorite stage play. What is it, Ben?
The Iceman Cometh. He does not like that. That's a Gordon.
Racist.
Gordon in Tacoma. What job does Randy and Norman think is non-existent?
I don't know. What job does Randy and Norman think is non-existent?
A bouncer, Eddie. A bouncer.
It's bouncier.
Blair in Maine does not understand threesomes. He announced that this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said if he wants to disappoint two people, he can just have dinner with his family. All right, Big Ben.
Please say you're on three-way.
Oh, I don't leave me. I don't want a three-way. All right, here we go.
Ew, what?
What is the difference between twenty bodies and a Cadillac?
20 bodies and a Cadillac. What is the difference, Ben?
Angry Bill doesn't have a Cadillac in his garage. So Bill from Iowa, what do you got, Coop? Anything over there?
Yeah, how do you find Blind Scott at a nude beach?
I don't know.
Well, it's not hard.
What old NFL coach would Weed Man Hippie be if he was an NFL coach?
What old NFL coach would Weed Man Hippie be? Yeah. I don't know.
Bum Phillips, that would be who he would be.
Shout out to Eric for my last joke, by the way.
What is Weed Man's favorite fair?
Favorite fair of Weed Man. What is it?
The Florida State Welfare. He loves that. Anthony and Anna. We're not done now, Weed Man. Weed Man really is a good sport, Eddie, during lame jokes.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, of course, that sport is cardboard boxing, Eddie. That's what he does. He does boxing. That's a Bill in Iowa. I butchered the punchline.
You never sleep on a cardboard box.
Why can't E.T. phone home?
I don't know. Why can't E.T. phone home?
Because he was roommates with Weed Man Hippie. His Obama phone was shut off. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Why does Weed Man Hippie love dating homeless women, Eddie?
I don't know. Why does Weed Man like dating homeless women?
And drop them off his bike anywhere. It doesn't matter. There you go. Get out of here. All right. Weed Man Hippie keeps taking blurry pictures of himself while taking a shower. Eddie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got major selfie steam issues, Eddie. It's really a problem. It's a big problem there. Why did Weed Man get in a fight with a rat?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Why did Weed Man get in a fight with a rat?
Well, he tried to steal the moldy cheese out of the trap at the Super Bowl party. Weed Man is so poor, Eddie.
How poor is he?
Someone called him dirt poor, and he worried that might bump him into a different tax bracket. Bill in Iowa said that one. What position would Weed Man play in the NFL?
I don't know. What's Weed Man's position in the NFL?
Line slacker. That's it. What NFL team does Weed Man hate?
I don't know. What NFL team does Weed Man hate?
The Bills. He can't stand the team. All right, we'll save. There you go. We'll save the closer. There it is. That's great.